Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, and happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March 28th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is Hour 2 of 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country. Man, have we got a row to hoe, ladies and gentlemen. Look, I've been looking up this B-Pro system, Total Vote, and there's hardly any stories about it. Okay, where's the mainstream press? I'm not seeing anything on this. It is a shame, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not seeing much on the next story either. I told you we were going to talk 2 hours about the communist Chinese. Let's get it done. Sheriff Richard Mack with me. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's great to be with you this beautiful, and I mean beautiful, Arizona Tuesday morning. Thanks for having me. And thank, I got to say, Sam, that Brighteon first hour was absolutely an amazing Sheriff Mack show today. The information Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht have through the vote, the work they've done, is just absolutely astonishing. Love it. The huge fight in America to stop them and to cover up the election fraud in this country has been one of the most astonishing and powerful things I think I've ever seen of complete and utter corruption.
Yeah, it's hard to tell if the global dishonest lies about the pandemic and the government shutdown over that, or if this election fraud is a bigger issue. Man, they tie in modern times, that's for sure. But now it gets worse because China using Mormon church to influence U.S. politics. Investigation finds that's the Associated Press, sir. You want to respond to this first?
Yes, I saw that article. I'm still kind of amazed. This is the first sentence of the article. China allegedly fostered connections in Utah, some by way of the Mormon Church, the nickname for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I don't mind people saying, because the full name is just too long, and Mormon is really what we're known as. But anyway, in order to influence U.S. affairs, according to a new report put out by Newsweek, I believe, Associated Press, and there was some also in Newsweek, I believe. This is really astonishing. And a lot of people say that the LDS Church and Mormon Church has moved left on so many different issues. And it really appears that they are really chummy with China to promote their worldwide church affiliations and membership. I guess that's the only purpose, but the church did not respond, I guess, to this yet. They said that they reached out to them, but that the...
Yeah, no real response. The next headline related to this, because it's not just the Mormon Church, by the way.
No.
And I don't make any excuses for the Mormon Church on this. Yes, I'm a member of that church. I don't speak for the church. I just have my own opinions. I don't know what's going on with that, but I am not comfortable. I can tell you that. The reason that I'm hesitant is because I'm not privy to any of the real details. I don't trust the Associated Press very much either. So when you don't trust the Associated Press and you get this, you kind of want to reserve judgment and details. But here's the next headline to just heighten the concern. It says this: Utah elementary schools and lawmakers have now established close ties with the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. In recent years, that's according to an investigation from the Associated Press. Now, it's interesting. The CCP has reportedly worked through multiple individuals to basically tie Utah's school system from grade school all the way up to the communist Chinese. Grade school, Sheriff?
Of course I am. You know, what did Hitler say about that? Give me your child when he's three and he's mine the rest of his life. The propaganda schemes seem to really be very effective. The brainwashing schemes in our school systems have been very successful. There was a poll out yesterday, just in the last 20, 25 years, Sam, that young people have been polled and asked about the importance of patriotism, about the importance of tolerance and accepting people with views other than your own. And that has dropped exponentially just the last 25 years, but drastically, Sam. You're talking about 30, 40 points difference now from just 25 years ago. And my wife and I looked at each other when we saw that poll and we said, at the same time, that's a direct result of the brainwashing and propaganda schemes in our school systems.
And there's no question. So here's what it says.
That is where they've taken foothold.
Listen to this. It says that they've infiltrated and worked with several individuals from grade school to graduate school.
Of course.
The CCP also influenced decisions made by Utah lawmakers. Yeah. Think about that now, to influence decisions made by lawmakers.
Well, we've all known about the communist effect going on in America. And if they can get a foothold in one of the most, if not the most, conservative states in the United States, of all 50 states, Utah has been, and maybe not now, but has been the most conservative in the entire country. If they can, if the CCP, if the Communist Party can get a foothold in Utah, then they can be just that more successful throughout the entire country.
Anywhere. So listen to this. In March 2020, fourth grade students at a place called Cascade Elementary School in Orem, Utah, sent what's called Lunar New Year greeting cards to General Secretary Xi Jinping, some of which addressed the communist autocrat as Grandpa. They call him Grandpa Xi, according to the AP report, citing Chinese state media as celebrating the information. Now, this thug, literally, this communist Chinese thug, wrote the students back. Yeah. This guy's busy every single day, but he found time to read the children's notes from America. This is an exceptional honor for our school. Believe it or not, the principal is quoted as saying, and it turns out even worse because Cascade's Chinese language program is a participant in Utah's dual language emergence program that was championed by all these government officials. Now it turns out that, hey, this thug replies to the fourth graders. Then that was shared with Utah government and business leaders, Sheriff, that, hey, this fourth grade class sent a note to this communist leader. Communist leader wrote back. Everybody's celebrating. And now that was shared with government and business leaders, according to the Communist Chinese Party News. So the problem is with this investigation is it's not just the AP making stuff up. They're documenting what's in the Chinese news and then bringing it back to what the principal and the teachers and government business leaders are saying. The only one silent on this, really, as far as I can tell, is the Mormon Church. Nobody else too silent. They're proud of it, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's what's really disturbing about all of this. It used to be that America and the Mormon Church was very much against communism. And now we're compromising so that we can be more tolerant of the views against us, but the other side is never tolerant. In the past, of course, the Mormon Church has received a great deal of rancor and criticism from the left because of, well, once upon a time, we practiced polygamy. And once upon a time, blacks were not in the same standing as whites in the church. And the church got a lot of grief from that, and perhaps rightfully so, even though it was part of our doctrine. But it's astonishing how it has evolved to this, and that we're not pointing out the dangers that communism and socialism present to what our church has believed is our foundation, and that is agency. That we choose for ourselves, that we run our own lives. And the government, our constitution was designed to do and protect just that. And that's what really bothers me about all of this, is the constitution is now taking a back burner position to all of this other political positioning with the CCP.
The Communist Chinese Party in bed with everybody in Utah from a leadership point of view is the problem. What does that mean for your state? Do you think Utah's just singled out as the bad apple? Not the big apple, the bad apple, right? Is that right, or is it everywhere? Sheriff Mack responds in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Sheriff Richard Mack, do you think Utah's just the bad apple and the nation's good, or do you think this is true literally everywhere? It just got exposed in Utah first.
I think it's everywhere. I think they would really have a feather in their cap if they got some footing in Utah, obviously. But the article says Utah is an important foothold. That's a quote from a retired FBI counterintelligence officer by the name of Montoya. If the Chinese can succeed in Salt Lake City, they can also make it in New York and elsewhere. Well, they're already in New York. I mean, they've got all sorts of stuff going on in New York. But what this is...
Yeah, they even
is,
have
is
communist that, Chinese police stations in New York now, Sheriff.
Of course, they do. But this is an important foothold for them, and Montoya is correct about that. And I'm really disappointed that the church hasn't come out and tried to disavow some of this or make a statement about it. But remaining silent doesn't help this, with this at all. It just increases speculation.
That's part of the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me kind of articulate this. I think this is really critical. So in the last month and a half, we've learned that Arizona is controlled by the cartels. We did a show on that in great detail. There was a lady who testified about that evidence, et cetera, et cetera. What's worse than the communist Chinese control or the cartels control? Who are you more concerned with, Sheriff?
Well, both are quite astonishing, but I'm telling you right now, the CCP, China, has and is winning, especially under the Biden administration, who, in all reality, probably got, not probably, CCP was instrumental in getting Biden elected, and not from campaigning for him, but through election fraud. And so I would say that what's coming true is that China has understood this now for decades, that a hot war, an all-out war with the United States would not be a good idea and probably not successful. So what they have done is they want to fulfill the prophecy from Abraham Lincoln, that if we're going to be destroyed, it will be from within. And they are orchestrating this destruction of America from within, and it is working very successfully.
But Sheriff, how could Utah officials, from a government level all the way down to a fourth grade Chinese dual language, I don't know what you want to say, teacher, how could they all be so deceived as to go for this kind of stuff? I mean, what on earth is in their minds? I can tell you, I'm just a redneck and a talk show host, but man, I can figure out that this is disaster on steroids in an instant. Sheriff, everything they stand for is against our Constitution.
But look
government
at the brainwashing.
Schools controlled by the communist Chinese is the 10th plank of the communist manifesto, for crying out loud.
Of course. Well, they don't train. They don't teach the communist manifesto in schools. They don't talk about the dangers of communism. So the teachers have been brainwashed by the NEA and by all these leftist organizations like Southern Poverty Law Center. The hate group itself claims to be watching hate groups, and they're the biggest hate group in America. They hate our Constitution, and they hate our founding fathers. And they hate the Second Amendment. So that's spelling disaster right there. They send their Intel magazine to every school in America. I got it when I worked at Heritage Academy. The propaganda and the brainwashing of our teachers has been happening for 40, 50 years, maybe even longer. It's working, just as that poll showed yesterday. It's working. And the teachers believe this stuff. And so, of course, they're passing it on to the children of America. And the children of America don't know any better because they're not getting any of the truth put in front of them. They're not taught real history. They're not taught the intent of our founding fathers in creating our Constitution. You poll children about gun ownership in America and see what they say. They do not know the truth. They are being taught and inculcated lies. And this is by the teachers who have already been through the process. Oh, my goodness. A recipe for disaster.
Meanwhile, we're talking about Donald getting arrested, right? We're talking about gun control because the shooter just went ballistic. A female transgender shooter went crazy. We're talking about gun control. We're not even focused on things that matter anymore, Sheriff, to restore the country.
No. Here America is being flushed down the cesspool And what are we doing? We're going after Donald Trump on crime that was committed by Stormy Daniels, not Donald Trump. There's no crime in this by Donald Trump, as I explained last Friday on your show. This is so crazy. They'll go after good people, and they'll let the evil people alone and praise them as heroes. You know, this is we have seen this, how Barack Obama, the communist, is being hailed as one of the best presidents ever in the history of America. Why? Because he spends a lot of money, and because of the color of his skin. That's why. He spent enormous amounts of money, just like Biden is trying to do. I see no talent in any leadership in this country that is based on because I spent money. And that's really what they base their leadership success on. And as a matter of fact, Nancy Pelosi and Charles Schumer and a couple of others, can't remember who they were, actually celebrated saying what a great day it was for America when they raised the debt ceiling and got trillions more spending in. And that was just last year. That was just a year ago. They had a party where they were toasting each other and the great success of spending more money illegally, unconstitutionally, unlawfully, and bragging about it, how great that is, spending money we do not have. And people wonder why we have inflation. This whole thing is so backwards. For evil will be called good, and good will be called evil. And that is exactly where we are. And we're in the middle of it. And I can't believe it that churches are actually supporting some of this evil.
They are in droves. Now, you were able to be on the Alex Newman show just recently. Incredible interview, by the way. I'll try to see if I can't play that on Liberty Roundtable Live. I got the audio from that. It's about a 10-minute interview. I'll try to see if I can't play that. But Alex Newman wrote another article that I want to highlight that relates directly to what we're talking about now. Here's what the headline says. It's a trap. Bringing home schools and Christian education under control. Alex Newman, he always does a phenomenal job, but he's hit it out of the park, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what he says. The education establishment and even the United Nations are manipulating conservative Americans desperate to get children out of government schools into a trap that will eventually obliterate genuine school choice, explains the New Americans magazine. Anyway, all I'm telling you is he highlights this reality. It's just disaster. Even the efforts to get out when people realize it's a problem is being subverted, Sheriff.
Yeah. Well, it's again, Sam, that showed just how far widespread this all is. And Alex Newman is a very sharp mind, a great speaker, a great writer, and he's been standing in the right place on all of this for a long time. Of course, they do everything to marginalize him. They do everything to marginalize you and brand you and me so that they can marginalize our message. And Alex Newman, man, he should be all over the country, as well as you, trying to put a stop to this horrible agenda.
The good Sheriff, thank you so much. We know you got to fly. We'll chat soon. By the way, the posse is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Become a member and get involved in the posse today, cspoa.org. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you, Sam.
Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas this morning is testifying at a Senate Judiciary Committee oversight hearing starting right now. The United States-Mexico border wall was poised to be completed until the day President Biden stopped all production when he took office. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News wants to know why Mayorkas is allowing drug cartels to control the border.
I'm going to make the case that America is really in an undeclared war with the Mexican drug cartels. Our nation is literally under attack by drug cartels, and I'm going to make the case we've lost operational control of the border. So my first question is, do you agree you're failing miserably, and what are you going to do to change?
The two police officers who fatally shot the suspect at the Covenant School shooting in Nashville yesterday have been identified. Metropolitan Police Chief John Drake says Officer Rex Engelbert and Officer Michael Collazo fired at the 28-year-old trans man Audrey Elizabeth Hale, killing the suspect. Chief Drake believes this was a premeditated attack.
The initial investigation, we've turned it over to the FBI. We've looked over it as well, and it indicates that there was going to be shootings at multiple locations, and the school was one of them. There was actually a map of the school detailing surveillance entry points and how this was going to be carried out on this day.
Silicon Valley Bank was a textbook case of mismanagement. The Federal Reserve's top banking regulator will tell lawmakers this week about the bank's failure. The officials, including those from the FDIC and the Treasury Department, are set to appear as questions about whether tougher rules and oversight could have prevented the collapse. The two best teams in the XFL Football League played last night. D.C. defeated Houston 37-26. This is USA News.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers' new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. The good sheriff had to go, but man, I got an interesting kind of a tidbit I want to talk about. It's not really as hard-hitting as my normal stuff, but it's really important, I think. There is an issue with American Idol. And I watch American Idol. I like the show. I think for the most part they do a great job. I know they bring some people to the table that just celebrate gay and lesbian agendas and some issues like that. I'm not really fond of that. Meaning, look, if you're gay or lesbian, I don't run around and just every day celebrate that I'm homosexual and make that, or that I'm heterosexual and make that part of my story. Okay, by the way, I am married to a wife. I'm heterosexual, okay? And I'm not homosexual in any way. Now, I bring this up because I want to help people understand. I don't have a problem with people's life choices. You can choose as you will, and you're still a good person, okay? But I believe that the homosexual lifestyle is a sin. Well, anyway, long story short, they promote that on American Idol and The Voice and other places and celebrate those things, which I really have a problem with. You know what? Leave the politically divisive discussions aside for these kinds of shows. Well, sadly, when there's a good person or good, I shouldn't say good person, there's a lot of good people. When there's a person who has some good traditional values, oftentimes they don't treat them honest or fairly or right as they should. So there's a headline that says Sarah Beth is a mother of three and an accidental American Idol. American Idol 2023. And there's this episode where this girl, Sarah Beth, comes on. And she seems super young, but she's 25. And they're surprised. They think she's like 16. And anyway, then they, Katy Perry kind of mom shames her a bit. And I will say this, Katy Perry, shame on you for mom shaming her a bit. The sad part is, though, that everybody's going now ballistic on the mom shaming. And we need to be very careful is the reason that I'm bringing this up. I agree that mothers should be celebrated. I agree that you should never mom shame. We should realize it's a tremendous career choice, or whatever you want to call it, a choice to follow God and carry out his will to raise children. You know, they say the hand that rocks the cradle rules the nation. There's no doubt the value of mothers is vital. I don't think Katy Perry meant to mom shame this girl. I just think it kind of, you know, they a lot of times try to bring somebody in that's very unique, and then they try to ham it up. And oftentimes they may cross the line. But let's play some of this and we'll talk about it. Here it is. Here's the American Idol recap.
My name is Sarah Beth and I'm 25 and I'm from California.
You cannot be 25. What are you saying?
Yes, 25.
No,
16.
16.
I mean, come on.
Bless, you guys are my favorite.
Give us a real, give
I
us
have,
a pause.
I have three kids.
She says, you guys are my favorite because, hey, they're saying she looks young. She's just like, you know what? That's awesome. Then she says, I have three kids and a husband. And they freak. Here it goes.
It's so that's like.
Get
what?
Away from here. What are you saying?
You okay, Katie?
Nope.
It's okay.
If Katie lays on the table, I think I'm going to pass out.
Three kids.
Honey, you've been laying on the table too much.
No.
Pause. That's the comment where Katie starts the out of line behavior. You've been laying on the table too much. Suggesting that being involved with your husband in an intimate relationship to partner with God to bring children to the earth is too much. I think Katie just wishes that she had chosen a different path in her life. But I digress. A shame on Katie for saying that, though. It's out of line. But there you go. They always say that. You know, I mean, I have eight children, and people look at me and my wife and say, don't you know how to leave her alone? And stuff like this. It's just rude, folks. I agree with those who say that, but it continues.
Surprise!
Luke laughs and should not have laughed. Now it's showing her children with her.
Hi, babies. Hi, Callan. Hi, Willow. Hi, Ellie. I missed you. We have a little family, got married young, and yeah, living that life now. I am definitely grateful to be able to get to stay home with my kids pretty much full time. But when it comes to like pursuing music and stuff, this is all brand new. Like the past 6 months is the first time in my life that I've given myself a minute for me. And I've decided, like, you know what, enough people have told me, like, you gotta do something with your voice. Oh man, I'm gonna start crying. I miss my kids. Okay, I gotta go now. I'm gonna go sing. I'll see you guys later.
All right, pause. So she sees her kids now. I got to give American Idol some kudos, though. They showed a very intimate moment with a mother, a godly mother, and her children. And she's so happy with her children, and they're so happy with her. They're putting together, in my opinion, a God-ordained family. And they're putting it on TV now. A lot of groups would just have shut her down. So Katie makes some inappropriate comments. I agree. But nevertheless, they at least showed this incredible example of what a real family looks like. Good for Idol. So we can't just criticize. We can point out the things that are wrong, and we should. But we should also point out the good. And this is one of the good. Here she sings.
Wish me luck.
Bye, Mom.
So how did you get from mom to music?
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I'm not.
Now, she calls Lionel Richie dude. I find that interesting. But then how do you get from mom to music to musician? That's a weird question. I agree with that. It's like, what are you thinking? A lot of moms have all kinds of talents, Lionel. You know that. Don't be goofy. What he meant really, though, and this is where I think we're being unfair to him. What he meant was, you know what? You're such into being a mom or whatever. What all of a sudden transitioned you to music? It's a fair question because that lady then, you know, she's saying I didn't have any time for me in the last 6 months. But people are telling me I need to do something. So his question is somewhat of a fair question, but I think it was kind of taken out of context by those who watch it, meaning they're like, why, what kind of a clown question is that, Lionel? Well, he means well. He's just trying to say what got you, you know, back into music when you've got all these young kids. Because a lot of people come on the show and say, hey, I took a break for 15 years while I raised my children. Now I'm back. well, this lady's coming back with still young children. He's kind of going, how'd that all, what happened there? How'd that happen? I don't think it's a clown question, really, like others think. I think we need to be fair to Lionel there. At least they're engaging with her and learning about her. Go ahead.
Really a musician? I just called Lionel Richie, dude.
No,
sir,
no, no, sorry.
Sir,
no,
I'm not gonna.
No, it's okay.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, I like to go to karaoke, like with my friends, and I did like a little bit of like church choir, and
is
and
this
then now,
your dream?
We.
Is it now? If it's not your dream, you might need to leave because there's a lot of dreams behind you.
Right. Literally, I'm still processing. I can't even like answer. Like this is so much.
Let's hear
all
this.
All right, well, let's, why are you freaking
all right,
us
before
out?
She sings, so this is where Katie again, is this your dream, kind of shaming her. Look, a lot of people, and I'll be the first to admit I'm one of them. You know what? You think you're going to be in a certain career when you're young or you hope for something. You have a dream, but then that dream gets kind of squashed by reality. You know, I wanted to be a radio guy when I was like 5 years old. My mom checked into broadcasting school. They said, forget it, kid. It's like being a rock star. I gave up on that dream. I started making my living in real estate and computers. But then the dream came alive again. An opportunity afforded itself, and I jumped through it. Now I'm living the dream. So, Katie, shame on you for kind of mocking her for not. Look, you get to be a mom, then all of a sudden people are saying, try out for American Idol. So she just like jumping up for karaoke. She does it, and my gosh, she's now on the national stage. It's a shock to her, and she doesn't know how to respond. But that doesn't mean that she doesn't have this dream. Come on now, Katie. Be fair. But she sings, and here she goes.
Freaky Friday.
The cherry bomb.
What are you going
to
say?
Pause.
I was supposed to.
Now she says, go ahead, Freaky Friday. As if being a mom is just like the weirdest thing on the planet. And this is why I started out by talking about that promotion of gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgender. And any perversion under the sun is like, oh, we love you. You're awesome. You're normal. Now a mom gets up there and she's calling her Freaky Friday. Katie, you're Freaky Friday, sister. This lady's a hero. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to attack Katie either. I'm trying to make a point. What is freaky and what's normal in our society? And are we going to let the freaky become the normal and the normal become the freaky? Because that's what we're doing. Anyway, so she gets in. Shame on Katie. But here she sings, and it's incredible.
I sing Benny and the Jets, but then my voice is. So now I'm going to sing You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse, and I hope it goes okay.
Okay. Give it to us.
Okay. Meet you downstairs in the bar and heard your rolled up sleeves and your skull t-shirt. What did you do with him today? And sniff.
All right, go ahead and just fast forward a little
like
bit.
I was Tanqueray.
Because they asked her to sing another song, and they asked her to go back to the song she was originally going to sing. Fast forward and then just play.
That I'm no.
All right, so she finishes right there.
That's not enough.
Katie hey, attacking no. her, that's
try
not enough.
The Jets.
There's
it.
A lot of other
try.
People, by the way, that aren't near as good, but yet they go through, but that's not enough. So they push her harder. Now, in Katie's defense, pushing her is a good thing because when you don't know what your dream is, when you get up there and you kind of laugh and, you know, you don't seem real or serious, I get the point. This is a serious thing. And Katie's right to point that out. Okay, go ahead. The next song.
Blues.
Nothing.
Okay.
It's not her dream yet.
All right. Okay.
Show us what your voice can do. Take it to the limit. No looking back. Sing it like it's your new dream.
All right. Hey, kids, shake it loose together. The spotlight's hitting something that's been known to change the weather. We'll kill the fatty calf tonight, so stick around. You're gonna hear electric music, solid walls of sound. Say, Candy and Ronnie, have you seen them yet? Ooh, but they're so spaced out. Benny and the Jets. Said, oh, but they're weird and they're wonderful. She's really keen. She's got electric boots, a moe suit. You know I read it in a magazine. Oh, Benny and the Jets. Benny and the Jets, yeah.
More of that.
All right. Turn that down. Let it keep playing, but just turn it down a little bit. So, Katie coaching her right on the spot and letting her know you got to give more. You got to get into this more. You got to get fired up. You belt it out. This is a performance, not just a karaoke. The girl's doing incredibly well. And I appreciate Cody really doing this for her because that's what it's going to take for her to compete, right? All right, turn it back up.
I feel like I'm going to pass out. Sit down.
Now, they give her a pretty good clap, more than most.
Accidental American Idol.
Yeah. Pause.
Dumb.
Accidental American Idol. So what Katie's pointing out here is she's not mocking this girl now. She's impressed with her. She's coaching her to give her more guidance and more support and saying, look, you're going to compete at this level. You've got to get after it. You really got to get after it. By the way, you could skip the break. I'm sure you already did, but anyway. Get after it. You got to get after it. And I appreciate Katie saying that because to compete at that level, that's what it's going to take. This girl can't just get up there and laugh and kind of, you know, I mean, she's a young presentation already, but you got to be serious. Accidental American Idol, it's like, you know what? You were just mom and thought you couldn't ever have your dream, and now you're actually good enough to be real. That's what she means by accidental American Idol. I don't think it means she's incapable or anything else. I just think it's a surprise to not only you, but to all of us. But they give her a greater clap than most. Now listen to the rest, because this is good.
But like, for real, this is so cool. Woo! Okay.
So like a comic strip character just came to life.
Oh my.
I love you. I love
Pause. It. So a comic strip character came to life. See, I agree with Katie in the sense that this girl's presentation just makes it seem like she's, you know, 16. Little kid up there going, oh my gosh, I performed. Woo! This is awesome. You know, like she's had too much sugar. You know how girls get late at night when they've had too much sugar? It's like that. So Katie's kind of bringing that up because, you know what, that's what you see, and it's time to get serious, 25-year-old mom. And I appreciate Katie saying that. Now, Luke says, I love you. You're good. Now, listen to the rest.
Thank you.
I love it because you don't know what the hell you're doing here. But you're a great singer.
Look, if it's not your dream, it's not going to go far.
Right.
Because I also respect everyone that's walking through that door who will lay down their life for this golden ticket, you know?
Me too. They're amazing.
You know, I don't want you to be a gimmick. Through all of this, there's an artist that's got to come out of that.
I think we can vote.
Luke, I just love your energy. You're a yes.
Okay.
Lionel. I want to kind of get you to understand you have to take it seriously. You know, I'm going to, I'm going to go with my gut. It's going to have to be a no for me this trip. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Katie?
I mean.
Now pause. Now this is what's interesting. So Luke says yes. Lionel says no. Now it's up to Katie, the one that's supposedly guilty of mom shaming. And Katie, this whole time, though, I agree the comment about the table and the comment about too many kids kind of an idea is a little out of control. Shame on you, Katie. The pushing her is what needs to happen. And Lionel articulated that well, saying, look, I just can't vote for somebody that's not serious. And Katie's saying, you've got to take this. If this is not your dream, you're not going to make it because others, they've got the fire, right? You've got to get that fire if you want to win or if you even want to be taken seriously in American Idol. I agree with their points. But now it's left up to Katie to decide if she goes through or not. Here it is.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, Mary, just say yeah. That's...
Why not?
Hell yes. Well, if you got two, then you've got the right answer. One, two, three.
Oh, you're going to Hollywood.
Oh, my God.
Sarah Beth.
All uh-huh. right.
You're in the dream now.
Thank
Go
you.
Get your golden
Thank
ticket.
You.
Get your golden ticket.
So she says, Sarah Beth, you're in the dream now. And she really highlights this. Now, Katie could have not let her go through. But Katie chose to say, you know what? You can't be a gimmick, Sarah. You can't. Look, this is serious. But I believe in you. That was a vote of confidence, not a vote of. You can go ahead and turn that off. That was a vote of confidence, not a vote of. Now you say, well, why did she go? I guess she was trying to make a point, demonstrating the absurd by being absurd a little bit. Katie was kind of going, if you're not sure you want to be here, I'm not sure I want to put you through, but you're good enough. Really making the point that Sarah Beth, it's up to you. You got to decide what you really want. And I appreciate the coaches for that, because that's what they're there for. They're there to help train and mentor and coach and help people get to the next level in their careers, whether they win American Idol or not. Sarah Beth now going to Hollywood has literally put her career in a different trajectory than it once was. Before, it was like, I sing with my buddies. To now, hey, this girl could make an album. If you get to Hollywood and even make it through the first or second or, you know, whatever rounds of that, you start to really gain some ground. A lot of the people who never won American Idol or who are runner-up for American Idol or The Voice or some of these shows, they have incredible careers. And so anyway, I bring all that up because my son just went to a concert of somebody who was on American Idol, and I can't remember what they made it to, top 10 or top something. They didn't win, but now they've got an incredible career and they're selling great tickets and everything else. My son just went to Vegas for it. Anyway, I bring this whole thing up to say this. There are those who love the mom shaming, and I say shame on them all. And Katie dabbles in that, and shame on her for doing it. American Idol not saying anything about it because they don't want to add insult to injury or create a feud or a fueled battle. I get that. If I was Katie and others, I would not respond. At the same time, though, I say those who are kind of being too hard on Katie, I think that they're so into defending real women because they've been attacked so much, so often, to where it's hard to see the forest through the trees on this one. The forest through the trees, in this case, you've got to step back and see the whole thing. Yes, Katie made a couple of comments she shouldn't have made. But it was more about not shaming her as a mom, but more about saying, look, if you are a mom, that's great, but you got to be a musician too. And you can't take this like a cartoon character. You got to take this like a serious professional musician. And there's another girl that just came on too that was a stripper because she had no way to support her family. She was all alone with a daughter. She didn't have any chance in life. She was raised in a very rough, abusive situation. She had nothing and nobody. And they gave her a second chance. And she didn't even make it. She didn't get pushed through at all. In fact, two voted against her and it was a no. But then Katie pulled something out of her hat and said, hey, let's give her another chance in Memphis. Let's see if she can come back and do well. Well, the girl came back dressed professionally and did a great job. Well, what an opportunity to leave the stripper life and be a real musician. Now, I'm not defending putting strippers on TV. I'm just making a point that, you know what? Katie is giving people chances. And Katie, even though I think she's in many ways very strange, she understands what it takes, the grit that it takes to get there. She's a rock star, there's no question. And we need to be very careful not to throw the baby out with the bathwater on this. They showed a wonderful family and a giddy girl that they can now turn serious. If this girl comes back with some serious professionalism, she sings good. She could do quite well. Katie let that happen. Katie also gave another girl a chance. So you know what? She tries to give people second chances. She tries to, and yet were her comments negative? Absolutely, and she should be, I don't want to say shamed for that, but it should be clear, Katie, that's just not acceptable. Okay? I mean, many women get involved, and men too, sexually, when it's against God's law. This woman is legally and lawfully married to her husband. And that relationship between husband and wife, according to God, is a blessed one. And then welcoming children to this earth, partnering with God on the multiply and replenish the earth, which has never been rescinded, is a huge thing. Well, anyway, the American Idol people let that go forward, let people see a beautiful family. They did a lot right. They let her go through. Luke said he loved her. You know, sometimes when they try to ham it up, they kind of go too far and go overboard, and I think that's what happened here. But let's not be too hard on American Idol and on Katie. American Idol's far from perfect, but American Idol, The Voice, some of these star shows, compared to what's on TV these days, they're pretty tame, folks. They're not as salacious and as out of control as others. So let's be very careful when we just get attacked. We think that somehow our side has just got to double down in defense of our side all the time. And this is where I say clarion call for civility. This website that I really focus on, matters, right? Clarion call for civility. Think about that. Call for civility is really the key. And I've been advocating for that for a long time, as you all know. And this is a quintessential example. You know what? I agree we should push back against Katie if she did any mom shaming. And when she kind of said some comments that were out of line, stop that, Katie. Don't do that anymore. At the same time, let's give Katie credit and American Idol credit when credit is due. A clarion call for civility is what I'm calling for. And this is an example. You can be kind and say, you know what, Katie, don't do that anymore, man. That's just inappropriate. It's unkind. It's just stop. But at the same time, it's an opportunity to educate Katie. Maybe Katie didn't even mean it to be that way. Maybe Katie meant it to be different than it's being taken. Do we give Katie the benefit of the doubt too? Are we going to work with Katie and try to learn how to win friends and influence people and encourage Katie to change? We're not going to do it by just relentlessly attacking her. She's just going to go, you know what? Blank you guys, man. I say and do what I want. I can say and do what I want. I'm a rock star and I got plenty of money. Or we can try to influence Katie and say, you know what, Katie, that wasn't very kind. Thanks for putting her through. Let's see how well this girl does. But be very careful, Katie. That would be my advice to her. And to all those who are attacking Katy Perry over it, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Please, please, try to not just get into attack mode, okay? Try to give people hope. Try to give people a way forward. Try to help Katy realize that's bad. Try to help this girl to be a little more serious. Be grateful for American Idol putting an example of a true family on TV. Good for them in a very real way. And good for them for putting her through and letting her have a chance. And let's not just go into the divide and attack mode all the time. Right? Let's give people hope. And let's find a way forward. Right? I bet you Katie feels bad about it already. I bet she feels like, I should have done better. Let's help her do better. And the way we do that is by saying, you know what? That's not acceptable, Katie. That was wrong. We're sad you did that. But then as we push for a clarion call for civility, callforcivility.com, we can really help people understand the way forward. And the way forward is to thank Idol, American Idol, for putting her on and showing a real family. What a great thing. And then for, you know what, Luke voting for Lionel, he has every right to his reservations. But then Katie put her through. Let's let her live her dream. Let her know that dreams are possible. It's possible to be a mom and a musician. What an incredible America we live in, right? So let's be very careful of how we treat one another, folks. I'm not perfect at it all the time either, right? I fall into the trap too. We're all human, but let's really try to rise above it, shall we? Anyway, I thought that was worthy of my attention because it's not maybe a hardest hitting issue as some others, but I really think it shows a way forward. That's leadership, to show ways forward in meaningful, productive, solutions oriented, come together kind of ways. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth. Let's make sure we take care of it, shall we? I am Sam Bushman. Please donate. We need your financial support to carry on and grow our efforts. We don't have enough staff to get done what we need to do. LibertyRoundtable.com is my website. LovingLiberty.net, my nationally syndicated radio network. CSPOA.org. Donate to us all liberally, would you please? I am Sam Bushman, and we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.